Shimem Dalar, Yem Bez, Hey Thomas, Parsons, Request.
So Rashi was Maimi the Sugya. Rashi was maimi the sugya that the raya that Rab Shimon holds palginen is from a case that he writes kol nechosai leavdi chutz mikarka achas, and he was not mesayim velche karka is mesaya. So shitas Rashi that when you leave a karka she'eino mesuyemes, the whole thing is bottled. So b'meile, when it's a karka she'einu mesuyemes, all of the karkoes are not chal. So val all of the karkoes are not chal, so the nechosa is bottom. When afilo ochi Reb Shimon holds, atzmo ikono. And afilo ochi Reb Shimon holds, atzmo ikono. So it's interesting. He says kol nechosai, chutz mikarka achas, and val is not mesayim what karka, so all of the nechosa is bottom. And even so, the Eved goes out lecheirus, but he said one word, one nechosai, and the nechosai is bottle, and we see the atzma is kono. It's a raya palgin and dibure. And from Rab Meir that disagrees, a raya that Rab Meir holds loy palgin and bemele, he can be yoytze lecheirus. And Teisves shlok drashi, that this halacha is not true. When you write, kol nechosai chutz from one karka, so you're not going to one karka. Yad balashtar la tachtoino, but all the other karkoes yikoine. We don't say this yesoid that while the karkas ainu mefureshes, all of the karkoes are not binikne. So what is the pshat? Vaoimeri, the loyilum the Rab Shimon baloise vafilo ain lo yelo iso iro iso sode. He only has one ear, one sode, and he says kol nechosai chutz meoiso ear. Kedektoni seifa betisefte de babebasu beberkam de pepei Reb Shimon oimer loilomu ben choirim at shiyomar kol nechosai nesunim leploini avdi chutz meechon meriboy shebohem omar chutz meir ploini chutz misode ploini afilu ein shom elo oiso ir o oiso sode zocho evet ben nechos vikono atzmoi ben choirim vein miskayim dibur shel kol nechosai elo beevet levadoi. ואבא אמין כשאמר חוץ מבד דיבור עם השאמר כל נחסי כמה שאני אפילו אוכל יוצא לחירוס דפלגין הדיבור. So Tesis is maimi, so what is the Eichet Timtze? Tesis is maimi the Eichet Timtze that he said כל נחוסי חוץ מאיר פלויניס, and he only has one city, so the נחוסי is בוטל, and even so עצמו יקונו is a ראיה פלגין הדיבור. And if you have Meir, that loy kono is a raya loy palgin in dibur. So bashkofa rishoyno, the first part of the sugi is a leichte chelek. We explained yesterday the lomdus machlikas Rashi and Tesis. But Rashi is maimid that he said kol nechosai chutz from one karka, and val he didn't say what everything is bottle, and even so he's koina himself the nechosai is bottle. The nechosai is bottle. So why is koina himself palgin? If it tastes that loch of deer, it's not bottle. A different case. Kol nechosai chutz from one city, but he only owns one city. So the nechosai is bottle. And as the atzmei kol, it's a raya palgine. And Rab Meir loy palgine. Those are the tzus of the shmais. And I want to tell here on a nekuda. You say that Dvorim, we'll see, we'll have to use it for more zach and the punk in the sugi by us. I want to ask a shaila. I know. Maybe it's an annoying shaila, but I'm all fakert to get to the good pshat. A person doesn't own nothing, only one field. Nothing. No, I bought him Golish, me, Golish. He only has one field. And I go over to Reuven and I tell Reuven, Kol nechosai nesunim lecha b'matone. Works or doesn't work? Kol nechosai nesunim lecha b'matone. And mamish, I only own like, you know, a little circle, the ganze zach. Chabgonish, one little piece of field. Tefach by tefach. Kol nechosai nesunim lecha. Works or doesn't work? Pasha that it works. You have a side that doesn't work? Say. Masking. Next slide. A person doesn't have no karkoes. He only has an eved. Only a Eved. He goes to the Eved and he says, Kol nechosei nesunim lecho. The Eved is going to himself or not? He's going to himself or not? Avadaye? He's the Kol nechosei. Till here, I think it's poshut. These two halachas, I think, and I was mevar, everyone is masking with. What? Karka nechosim. Why is that?
I'll tell you.
A raya that it's a little bit not poshut. No.
It's not
poshut. Well, so I'll explain. A raya that you write is that I started first in the first case, and then I went to the second case. So vice versa, I also know that it's a little bit more mechudish. I'm asking, because if not, I'll go straight to the second case. But I'm saying that l'achara isbeinenus, the first case and the second case, alemaisa dezelbezach poshut. About it, the first one, everyone agreed. The second one, most of the people agreed. I'm saying, I think it's weiter glatt. So now, long again, the third case. I have a lot of fields, and I have it, and I want to give everything to the Eved, and I told the Eved, Kol nechosei knuim lecho, chutz mikarka ploinis, chutz mikarka stam. So the nechosei is bottle, because we don't know what karka, so the ganze word nechosei is bottle, and the Rav Shimon holds that the Eved is kono. Why is kono? The word nechosei included everything. I took out one, and everything was bottle because we don't know what is the one. So the word nechosei is bottle. But even so, the Eved is kono. Saraye palginen. Not even that the word nechosei is bottle. Aber sagt Rav Shimon palginen dibure. Klo, right? Lefi Rashi, everything is good. But I want to ask you a shaila lefi teisvus. And it's a oy mekdike shaila. I have only one city and a Eved. One city and a Eved. And I go and I say, Kol nechosei nesunim lecho, chutz from the city. So who has left the Eved? And the Gemara says, you have to come to Palginen, because without Palginen, the Nechosa is bottle. So why the Eved is Kona is a Raya Palginen. I'm asking, why you have to come to Palginen? I explained that Kol Nechosa, I mean the Eved. I don't mean the city. Why is the Shaila from the Sugi from Palginen? Again, I only have one Karka, everyone agrees that if I say Kol Nechosa, it means what I own. I own one field. I own only one Eved, and I say Kol Nechosai, Avada, it works. I own an Eved in a city, and I say everything chutz from the city. So everything chutz from the city means the Eved. So why I will not be going to the Eved? Why I have to come to Palginen? Lefi Rashi, I understand. Nechosai means all of my fields. I pulled out one. The whole Nechosai became bottle. So the Nechosai is bottle. So why the Eved is left? Palginen. But if nechosei means two things, and I say my nechosim chutz from them, so this is my kol nechosei. Why do I have to come to Palginen? Why do I have to come to Palginen? Kash
is not close.
Why do I have to come to Palginen? If we say that when I have one sod and I say kol nechosai, it means the sod. I have one Eved and I say kol nechosai, it means the Eved. I have two things and I say everything chutz from them. So I have to come to the sugya from Palginen. What is chutz? I'm explaining everything chutz from them. So the Eved is everything chutz from them. If I only have an Eved, everyone agreed that this is kol nechosai. If I only have a sod, everyone agreed that this is kol nechosai. Lefi Rashi, I understand. I have 100 fields, and I want to sell them. I only didn't want to sell one. But the Nechosai crashed. The Nechosai is bottle, so the shail is if the Eved will be bottled together or not. So if the Nechosai doesn't work, the Eved also doesn't have to work. Palginen. Aber lefi teisus that we're speaking, ve'ein lo yelo oisoir, ve'ein lo yelo oisosode, and I said chutz, so when I say everything, chutz from them. Everything chutz from them is exactly this. What's the shaykh to Palginen? The Eved Aber das ist eine Frage. The Eved could be called Kol Nechosai. One field could be called Kol Nechosai if this is what I own. And if I own two and I say everything chutz from that, this is everything chutz from that. No Scheiche zu Palginen. No Scheiche zu Palginen. Es muchach do the Yesoid von Reb Leib Mali. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll see the Yesoid von Reb Leib in the Hemshech HaSugi by us. Rabkiveiger, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rashbam. Reb Leib said a Yesoid. I've been saying when we asked this Yesoid in a Sach HaSach Eltos, the Yesoid is a Givaldike Yesoid. Normal people learn, if I have five fields, and I tell you, Ruben, Herzach Hain, I'm selling you all of my fields, chutz from one. So, in English I meant to say, I'm selling you four. She said, instead of saying, I'm selling you four, I said, I'm selling you everyone, chutz from one. I have millions. I'll tell you how much I have. I'm selling you everything, chutz from this one. So I meant, I'm selling you one, two, three, that. I just said, instead of saying what, I say, Lemoshu, it's in a dorim. Kulchem asurim chutz me'aba. So I want to make a neder on you and you and you and you and not on my father. So I just say it. Kulchem chutz from Abba. I mean all of you chutz from Abba asurim. Person wants to make a koinom. Kulam chutz me Abba. So he could say, Ruvet Shimon Levi Sachos Vulun. So he says, everyone chutz from my father. But he be'etzim means everyone chutz from my father. This is what normal Megillahim biz. Reb Leib is by us in our sugi and the Hemshech HaSugi. And I mean, we'll see it later. Be'ez Hashem. Reb Leib came and he said, nay, chutz works different. Chutz means I'm giving you everything, and it's a chalois chutz. Chalois chutz. I will read a line in Rabbi Kiva Heger. Rabbi Kiva Heger is on the Rif in the Hemshech. The chutz have a keilu chozar vekono me'aevet. Keilu he gave him everything. The lashon Rabbi Kiva Heger is keilu chozar vekono me'aevet. Kilo, I made a chalois in Ganzen, and you're giving me back. A chalois backwards. Kilo, chazar v'kona min ha'evet. I'm going to go back to the chidushim, though. Al harif. We'll see it later. Chutz is, kinyan gomu mit chalois chutz. Rav Nochem said that he heard it from Rebbe Baruch Ber, learned out the sugas of Amegarish, that a person is megarish ishtoi chutz miploini. There's one man, the Omar, en kaze davar. If you divorce, other everyone or the not, felt in kuzgite. Aber so man, the Omar, you could divorce chutz miploini. You can marry everyone, chutz miploini. Zog teisves, even if a person divorces chutz miploini, she can marry that person, but she's allowed to marry who she wants. If she marries someone else, and that minute, ois husband in ganzen, because she becomes eishes ish, and the bemele, the shiur stops, and now if that person divorces her, she's allowed to go to that ploini. And all the achroinim has, aber klapi ploini, she was never divorced. So Baruch Ber, you taught now that what is chutz? I'm divorcing you, klapi everyone, only not legabi this person. So you're asking me, good, even if she married someone else, aber klapi that person, nothing never happened. So again, you divorce chutz from ploini. So teisa, but if she married one of these group, she's allowed to go to the ploini. Why? Klap with ploini, she was never divorced. So Rebbe Baruch Ber told him, no, she's divorced to everyone. It's chalois chutz. And val is a chalois chutz. If she marries someone, the chalois chutz is bottom. We have a mashal to this yesoid in the sugis in Baba Basra. Baruch Ber bought. What would be if a person says, let me say, you could say chutz and ploini, yeah? So I'm telling you, you're divorced to everyone. Divorce, we'll take a kinyan. I'm selling you a chayfetz. Chutz mi legabi ploini. Legabi ploini, it's not yours. If you want to sell it to that person, clap it that person, I never sold it to you. So you could do chutz. It's yours. Clap it that person, it's not yours. But what would be if I'm saying it's yours, chutz on the person that will be born in 200 years, that person I don't want it to be yours. I'm giving you a present, but your son that will be born later, clap it when your son gets it, it goes back to me. It's yours, forever. But if you have a son, that person doesn't have kids. He hopes, you know, he says, I'm asking to give it to you. If you have a son, clap it that son. When you die, chutz for your son. Zog de Gemara, a person can do chutz al dovo shelo bala oilam. What is the sheiches? It's mine now, I'm selling it to you, and now I'm leaving a shiur. What is the sheiches of dovo shelo bala oilam? I can't sell dovo shelo bala oilam. I can't sell something to someone that was never born. Here, it's mine now, I'm giving it to you, and when I'm giving it, I'm leaving something. I'm showing, I'm giving only this and not that. You're not a bailim gomu. The teretz is, it's yours completely, and it's a chalois chutz. Chalois chutz can be chal, al dovo shelo bala oilam. It's a new chalois. You have to masbir. We'll get to it. I said, Loshon Rav Kiva Eger is shalf. Keilu ha'eved, choyzer v'makneloi. We'll see later, we'll learn the sugya from Chris Gita. Rav Shteyman, it's a shachar, asked Rav Kiva Eger, he mamash learned it very stark. Keilu ha'eved, choyzer v'makneloi. So you do chutz to a cotton, so how the cotton gives it back to you, for Rav Shteyman. But we'll get later to the Nusach from Rav Kiva Eger, how stark Rav Kiva Eger learned the chutz. It's a giving completely and a getting back. Giving completely and a getting back. Das is the getter from the chutz. Das is the getter from the chutz. Das is the getter from the chutz. If this is the pshat, so the mele we have a pshat in Tesis now. And Lashna Tesis is medukdek as it. Lefi Rashi, we said it's poshut. Kol nechosai means everything. I said chutz from karka achas. I didn't say who. So all the nechosai is bottle. So the word nechosai is bottle, and it stays klapei the eved. Nechosai really meant everything, right? Chutz from the one that I said, but everything was included, and the everything is bottle. So why it stays klapei the eved? Araya palgin and dibure. But lefi teis is that eloi eloi soir. He only has one city, and I said chutz miploini, chutz mioi soir. And the Gemara says, why the eved is koine palginen? We ask, why you have to come to palginen? Here I said, kol nechosai everything chutz from the city, so the eved is called everything. The teretz is when I said everything, the chalois is on both, and the chutz spoiled the word nechosai. So val the chutz spoiled the word nechosai, and the word nechosai now is bottle, and the word nechosai now is bottle. So why the eved is not bottle? Why the eved is not bottle? Is a raya palgin and dibure? Is a raya palgin and dibure? This is lechura da'avona lefi teisvus. That val the nechosai is also including also the nechosim, and now it was bottle duch the chutz loshna teisvus. ואין מסקיים דיבור כל נחוס אלא אבא אמיני כשהם מחוץ מבטל דיבורוי מה שאומר כל נחוסי מבטל דיבורוי מה שאומר כל נחוסי כל משמלון ואפילו אוכי יוצא לחרס דפלגין אין דיבור very good, you're asking a very good question. You're asking a very good question, Rish. I want to aim it on it. A minute. Sanochamo, בהסבורס הדבורים, this is what Rabbi Seinu was מסביר and תסביר על דרך די יסויד from Rabbi Leib. And again, we'll see Be'ez Hashem in the Mehemshech HaSugya. We need this chutz for another different part, a lomdish part of the Sugya with the reef. The Pukti aside from Rabbi Leib, we need it in our Sugya. Aber klapi our Sugya. The Gemara had to come to a Sugya from Palgina. The person said, Kol Nechosai, and it didn't work. And it's left klapi our Hevet. So the Fir Rashi, it's glad. The Nechosai didn't work. The Nechosai didn't work. And even so, it's left klapi the Hevet. It's left klapi the Hevet. So it's a raya Palgina. Masha'ega lefi tesis, we asked lechure, the nechos I meant David, because when I said chutz, I meant David. So we said, no, I meant both. I meant both. And the violet's bottle, b'mele, I have to come to Palgina. Das is the tzur of the shmaisa. And I think it's very glad. Moshe is asking here a shayla. And this is a double, she actually is boinen boy. But your kasha, Moshe be'etzem, you don't have to ask. And Tesis, you have to ask on the sugya. And it's a kasha, and I just want to mind me the shaila. We'll go lefi Rashi. A person said, kol nechosai. He said, kol nechosai. And he says, chutz from one karka. So the rest is going. Right? The rest is going. He said kol nechosa. He took out one. Frank Moshi, bishleime before what we said in Shir. Why, dear, you don't have to come to Palginen? I said kol nechosai. I took out one. So this is nechosai. So I don't have to come to Palginen. But now that we said, when I say kol nechosai, I mean all of it. And the chutz is disturbing. So even without avodim, why, when a person has 100 fields and he says kol nechosai chutz mikarka ploinis? So the halacha is koine kol nechosai chutz mikarka ploini. Say why? I said kol nechosai. When I said chutz, I disturbed. Arad megureshes lechol adam chutz. Let the chalois chutz to disturb. The Teretz is, chalois chutz doesn't disturb. Why chalois chutz doesn't disturb? Because I made a chalois on everything, and I'm just making a chalois chutz. Chalois chutz will never disturb. Adarabah. I made kol nechosai, the kinyan is chal, and now it's a chalois chutz. This is the reason you never have a kasha lefi Rashi, why chalois chutz never disturbs. Forget. The kol nechosai works, and the chalois chutz doesn't disturb. So, for Moshe, so why if it tastes as disturbing here now? I have a city and I have it. And I said kol nechosai. I said kol nechosai. And I made a chalois chutz. We explain. Without a chalois chutz, we didn't bichlal understand what is the problem. The nechosai is the evet. We explained that the nechosai includes both. If the nechosai includes both, if the nechosai includes both, so, but if I made a chalois chutz, why the chalois chutz disturbs? And chalois chutz never disturbs. Lefitais, if I have 100 fields, and I say chutz mkarka ploini, doesn't disturb. We see from Teis himself. Luyutu, he said chutz from one karka, you don't have to come to Palginen. Chalois chutz doesn't disturb. So why, when he has one city, and he says chutz, then we say that it disturbs? This is his kasha. Again, b'shtei shlovim. B'shlav Rishon, we're saying when a person says kol nechosai and it's botel, the word nechosai, you have to come to Palginen. Rashi. Lefitesis, he said evet, and it's botel the kol nechosai, you have to come to Palginen. We said lefi Rashi, it makes sense, nechosai meant everything and it was botel, and you want to save the evet, you have to come to Palginen. Lefitesis, we asked, it doesn't make sense. We answered, lefitesis also, it meant both, and the chutz took out. This is Rabbi Sein. And stopped here. Now here we have a shaila. You're asking a good kasha. If chutz every time it works like that, that he takes out, so every time when a person says kol nechosai chutz from one, say he disturbs. He said everything and he disturbs. So the answer is, well, it doesn't disturb. The chalois was everything, and there's a new chalois that is called chutz. The first chalois works, and the second chalois also works. So he asks, the lefit teisas that we explain, nechosai means both, not one. Because if one, you don't have to come to Palginen. Just the chutz was a chalois to take out one. So why you have to come to Palginen? Why you have to come to Palginen? Lechur, I made a chalois if both, and as a chalois if chutz on one of them, and the evet stays. The evet stays. Why, when I have 100 fields lefi teisves and I say chutz from one, there's no shaychus to Palginen? Why? I sold everything, and there's a chalois of chutz and one. Here also I sold both, nechosim and evet. And while I said nechosim and evet, and there's a chalois chutz that is disturbing, so b'meile, why it's called that you have to come to Palginen? This is Moshe's kasha be'etzen. And I think, be'etzen, I want to leave it shver. Yet again, can answer the salein. I think if you see good lashon ha-teisves, it's mashma in teisves that teisves came to handle this kasha. Ve'have amine k'she'omer chutz mevatel diburoi mashe'omer kol nechosai. Teisves doesn't say stam she'kevon she'omer chutz botel kol nechosai, and then you have to come to Palginen. Vali made a chalois chutz, and no nechosim are left, only the eved. When a person calls the eved nechosim, it's good. But when nechosim means both, and he's mevatel the kol nechosai, then sal kedai toch that the whole thing is batel. This needs noch a tesefes hezbel. that nizduch at the surface hezber. So it's a dover omoy. Adarab. Lomi mamshich to gain zurück to the Gemara. Lomi mamshich zurück to the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. So be mele, what is the Gemara's kasha? So Rab Meir holds palginen di loy palginen di bure, and Rab Shimon holds palginen. Das ist der Zurs und der Schmeisse. Rab Shimon holds palginen, and Rab Meir holds loy palginen. Frag the Gemara. Ma omar Rab Nachman ochi alochi ki Rab Meir. ואומר רבי יוסף בן יוני, יאמר רב נחמן, שכיב מראש כוסף כל נכוסף לעבדוי, ועומד חויסו בנכוסים ואין חויסו בעבד. חויסו בנכוסים, את נשכיב מראו, ואין חויסו בעבד, שיוצא לו שם בן חוירים. So we see that we could divide it. Maybe it נזנוח ההסבר. But we see that we say פלגינן. So how are you telling me that הלוך הכירב מאיר? שלא יוצא לחייר, is that לא יפלגינן דיבור? We see here נשתזי. Elo Omar Ravashi, Hoso meine Taime bei uns mischum de Lav Kruz Gitter. Mischum de Lav Kruz Gitter. Lama zan Rashi. Hoso de Omar Rab Nachman aloche ki Rab Meir, Taime Lav mischum de loi palginen di Burehu. Kinami Ido, kinami Hiskir shem shiur karka ploimis, de leke plukte de di Bure. Ka Omar Rab Meir de lo yotso lecheirus. Elo Taime mischum de loi Kruz Gitteru. לגבי אישו כסיב ספר קריסס, ושחרור העבוד אם גמרין אלו לא מאישו, נכסוב חופושו לא ניתן לו, וכסיב וכוסב לו, ובאינן בו קריסס. וכיוון דאיקה למימר דשאיר אדו נוחס לשיורה, והוא לא יוסקר בתיך המתון, אדו לא יכוסב לעצמכו ונחוס הקנועים לכו, לאו קרוס גיטהו. אבל איך אדו לא ישיר, כי אוכר אבי קריסס לוצס, ונשתר שואחס, כזמן של יכוסר, ושוב אני אוכל לחזור, שקיצ'י השם. וגם במילוס את הרוב בעבד שבגטר קרוס גיטו ונהיד הנחוסים לקונה דבו הקיום אבל עצמם לקונה דפלגין הדיבור. This Rashi is a medrash pliyot. The Gemara asked the Kasha, רב מאיר הולץ לא יוצא לחיירוס, שיר קרקע כלשהו לא יוצא לחיירוס, אבל רב שמעון הולץ פלגינן, את הנחוסים הסבוטר דעצמם יש קונה. Rab Shimon holds palginen, Rab Meir holds loy palginen dibur. So, for the Gemara, you pass in aloche ke Rab Meir, and we pass in palginen. And for the Gemara, loylom palginen dibur. So why Rab Meir holds lo yotzo lecheirus? Lav kruz gite. So, Rashi pshat, what is the pshat lav kruz gite? Mide shir lehai, shir nami lehai. Mide shir lehai, shir nami lehai. This is the Rashi. This is Mamesh HaMedrash Pliya. It's Mamesh HaMedrash Pliya. Rab Meir holds Shir Karka Kolshu Lo Yotza Lecheirus. Frag the Gemara why? Why is this Lo Yipalgin in the Buref that the Chosa is Bota? Everything is Bota. Zog the Gemara no. The reason Rab Meir holds Lo Yotza Lecheirus is Lav Kruz Gita. Zogt Rashi Pshat, what is the Pshat Lav Kruz Gita? Medeshir Lehai, Shir Nami Lehai. Medeshir Lehai, Shir Nami Lehai. So we have two kashas on Rashi. First kasha, Frek Rab Kiveiger. When we learned Chesam Mudbeis, we said exactly the same word b'shem Rashi, Medeshir Lehai, Shir Nami Lehai, and no one had to call it Kruz Gita. We just said, Medeshir Lehai, Shir Nami Lehai. We asked why we say such a svore. I think we said three as beirim. Why to say midashir lehai shir na milai? Rashi didn't mention a word of kruz gita. Pitom, the zelbe yesaid in the teretz, now Rav Ashi calls it hosom lav kruz gita. And Rashi repeats the same shtekl tere. You know, val midashir lehai shir lehai, it's not a kruz gita. And chesom would be, it's without kruz gita, you say midashir lehai shir na milai. And here, the ganze yesaid is only with a kruz gita. Why before you could say the same Yisoy without a Kruz Gita? And here you only could say such a Yisoy with a Kruz Gita? What is the difference? The same Yisoy. Midashir lehai, shir nami lehai. Chesam Udbeis, it works without Kruz Gita. Midashir lehai, shir nami lehai. Comes the Tesam Ud Aleph. Why? Zod Rashi, lav Kruz Gita. This is one kasha. This is the small kasha. The starke kasha is, the whole shir yesterday will marchiv be'archove yaseir, that Reb Meir holds shir karka kol karka mesuyemes lo yotzo lecheirus. Why? So Rashi midehai shir, hai nami shir. What Reb Shimon holds, maide goli goli, maide loy goli loy goli. And we explain, when you have a karka mesuyemes, kol nechosa eknuim lecho, chutz mikarka ploinis, Reb Meir holds, midehai shir, hai nami shir, lo yotzo lecheirus. Reb Shimon holds yotzo lecheirus, maide goli goli, maide loy goli loy goli. So what is the shaychus to Palginen? Palginen was in the second case. This was the whole shir. Palginen is in the second case. When I say kol necho say nesunim necho, chutz mikarka, and I didn't say what karka, so Rashi speaks out. So b'meile lo ikono shum karka. And even so Reb Shimon holds, kono atzmoi is a raya palginen. Again, from the first case, kol necho say nesunim necho chutz mikarka ploinis. So Reb Shimon holds, my she goli goli, my she loy goli, no shaykh is the palginen. And Reb Meir holds, mide shir hai, shir nami hai, also no shaykh is, that he holds, doesn't hold from palginen. The whole raya from palginen was from the second half. Reb Shimon oimer le'oilom, mashma, even in a case that a person says, kol nechos hai nesun lecho chutz mi karka achas, and he didn't say what karka, and he didn't say what karka, and he didn't say what karka. Afilo hochi Reb Shimon holds that yotzo lecheirus. Zot Rashi. When he didn't say what karka, all of the karkois are botel. So the nechosa is botel, so why was yotzo lecheirus? Raya palginen. And Reb Meir holds, no. Loi palginen dibure. Memei levar all the nechosim is botel. He is also not yotzo lecheirus. So we said, so what is the machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbonon? Reb Shimon holds, when I said kol nechosai, and the word nechosai is botel, so everything is botel. And even so, the Eved is kayim palginen. Rab Meir holds, why the Eved is lo yotzo lecheirus? A raya lo palginen. We ask the kasha, what is the raya that Rab Meir holds lo palginen dibure? Maybe Rab Meir also holds palginen dibure, that the reason the Eved was lo yotzo lecheirus is because mide hai shir, hai nami shir. Azay vivir karka mesuyemes Rab Meir holds. So what is the raya that Rab Meir holds loy palginen dibure? Maybe the reason Rab Meir holds loy yotzo lecheirus is because midehai shir hai nami shir. This was the kasha we asked, and we explain our question. We said like this: when a person says to his eved kol nechosai nesunim lecho chutz from one sod, so Rashi says we say like this: midehai shir, the eved also was mishayah. Aye, so why he went to give it his eved a present? What is the meshugana? Why? What is doing here? Lachnufele. We say, what is the lachnufa? Not to cheat. Cheat is not a chnufa. Is not cheating. He wants the eved to feel very good. He tells the eved, listen, my house I can't give you. Yourself I can't give you. Chutz from that, I would love to give you everything. What I could do that when I give you, it becomes mine. I would love to give you if you find a way. So it shows like a person invites someone to come over when he doesn't mean to invite him. Yeah. But he's mechaved a person. But it doesn't mean that he's not mechaved him. So the guy tells him, call to my chasana. He doesn't give him a ticket, yeah? But he's inviting, he's giving an invitation to the Lord of Yeshua, what he wants. And he only gives to his friends, yeah? No one is planning to come, so why is he giving? Lachmufale! I mean, I'm your friend. I mean, you're. So the Eved, he tells him like this: call nechos and nesunim lecho, chutz from what? And chutz from yourself. Masha'enken, listen. Masha'enken, when he tells him, kol nechosai. Masha'enken, when he tells him, kol nechosai knuim lecho. Chutz mikarka achas stam. Chutz mikarka achas stam. So all of the nechosim is not koine. So you can't say, mide hai shir, hai nami shir. So what he's giving him? Again, when he says, chutz mikarka ploinis, you could say, mide hai shir. So again, we only asked it yesterday, a yesoid bowl. That when a person comes over to a eved and he tells him, kol nechosai chutz mikarka ploinis, zok Reb Meir, midehai shir, hai nami shir. Why to say that tzvore? We said three reasons. Because he didn't write atzim chove nechosai, because the koil, other we said because, other because he didn't say, is a mute in the koil, other because it's two different kind of aknois. Rav Nochum says the mele is a mashmois that he's not makne also himself. But when he tells him kol nechosai chutz mikarka ayachas, and all of the nechosai is botel, you can't say midahai shir hai na mishir. So what he's giving him? Klo? Klo? So chutz mikarka ployni, you could say midahai shir hai na mishir. And he's giving him the rest lach nufalei. When there's no karka mesuyemes, you can't say midahai shir hai na mishir. Abrazei, we have shver argemore. The Gemara asked the kasha, we see from Rab Meir that he holds loy palgin and dibure. Why? Not from the first case, if midahai shir hai na mishir. There we don't see Rab Meir holds palginen. He says midahai shir hai na mishir. What is the case that we see that Rab Meir holds palgin, loy palgin and dibure? And the seife, kol nechosai nesunim lecho chutz mikarka achas. And the nechosim is botel, so b'meile, why the Eved is lo yotza lecheirus? You can't say midahai shir hai na mishir. Al kochuch, the Eved was lo yotza lecheirus, because the nechosim is botel, the whole thing is botel. There is the riot that Rab Meir holds, lo yipalgin and dibur. And for the Gemara, kruz gite, so krashi, midahai shir hai na mishir. Midahai shir hai na mishir only goes on the first case. And the second case, we can't say midahai shir hai na mishir. This is the kasha from Rab Kiva Eiger Be'etzer. Midahai shir nami hai shir, again, like the svara we explained. When I'm giving you a kol nechos, I chutz from one karka, like I left this one, I left you, the rest I gave you. It doesn't work. Lachnu v'leikosi. Lachnu v'leikosi. Lachnu v'leikosi. Aber, in the case of kol nechosai nesunim lecho, chutz mikarka achas, and you don't know what karka, so the nechosim is botel, you can't say midahai shir hai na mishir. So why lefir ad meir lo yotza lecheirus? Because the nechosai is botel, the Eved is botel. This is the way we remind me the sugya. So the Gemara has a kasha, so I see from Rab Meir that he holds loy palgin and dibure. So what is the right that Rab Meir doesn't hold from palgin and dibure? From the second case. If kol nechosai chutz from one karka, and that karka was botel, so everything else is botel. And be made a white Eved lo yotza lecheirus, you can't say midahai shir. Raya, chelik is botel, the whole botel. Loi palginen, fi Rav Shimon palginen. Was enter the Gemara? Kruz gite. What kind of teretz is kruz gite? What is the answer of kruz gite? So Rashi, midahai shir, hai na mishir. And Rashi speaks it out klol, and karka mesuyemes. So we have two kashas. One kasha is, Rashi and the Hava Mina said, midahai shir, hai na mishir. Rashi said it without kruz gite. And here Rashi is saying it with kruz gite. There Rashi said it on Kruz Gita. Here Rashi is saying it with Kruz Gita. Midahai shir hai na mishir needs a Kruz Gita, or you could say it without a Kruz Gita. Tchilas Rashi is mashma, you could say it without a Kruz Gita. Soif Rashi is mashma, you only could say it with a Kruz Gita. And second kash is that the beginning of the Rashi is mashma, that it's only in a case of karka ploinis, so we could say midahai shir hai na mishir, and here lemaskola sagimore. L'chure, we said the whole raya from the Gemara is from a case that he said kol nechosai and the nechosai was botel, that there you can't say midahai shir na mihai na mishir. And lemaskonu we say kruz gite, and it's again because midahai shir hai na mishir. Nosi l'shverka. So Rab Kiveiger ala Mishnayas, it's brought down the Pebeis and the Koivetz, and Peregimel and Peye, Mishneches, Kveger says Einechanami. Rashi and Dafchesa Mudbeis is Beetzem Lefide Maskone of Lav Kruzgite. And Beetzem, this is the first Rab Kveger that we mentioned in the Sugya. Zog Rab Kveger, Midehai Shir, Aina Mishir is not a real Svore, Mapitom. Slightly Tzad, Midehai Shir, Aina Mishir. Slightly Tzad. Aber in Kruzgite felt, Kruzgite needs clear. It's not clear. Say Nechanami, the reason Rab Meir holds the Maskone lo yotza lecheirus is not because he doesn't hold from Palginen. He holds midahai shir hai na mishir, a very slightly tzad. He felt in Kruz Gita, Rashi didn't mention it in Chesamud Beis, the Iker is Tesamud Aleph. Are we asking a kasha? And Enechanami zokt, Rab Kibbeiger, and as I state in the Marsha, that Rashi learns that the Maskone Rab Meir only spoke in the case of Karka Mesuyemes. Not in Karka Stam. And Karka Stam, that you can't say me the high shir, high nami shir, Enechanami, he never spoke. He only spoke in the case of Karka Ploinis, and we say Midahai Shir, Hai Nami Shir. So Kilo, in the Havamina from the Gemara, we didn't really know what is the Pshat in Rab Meir. So we thought that Rab Meir Poshet holds Valde Nechosim is Botel, everything is Botel. And we didn't realize, because we didn't have a tzad that he's speaking about Karka Ploinis. Because if he's speaking about Karka Ploinis, why the Eved Dahayim? But Piktsos Rab Kiveiga. Kiveiga says like this, in the Havamina we didn't have a tzad that Rab Meir is speaking in Karka Ploinis. So why the Eved will not be Eben Choyrim? Al Kochoch that everything is Botel, and the reason the Eved is not Ben Choyrim because everything is Botel. Zog the Gemara, no, Rab Meir is speaking about Karka Ploinis. And while Rab Meir is speaking about Karka Ploinis, while Rab Meir is speaking about Karka Ploinis, the Meile we say, Midehai Shir, Hai Nami Shir. So Enechanami Zog the Kiveiga. In the beginning we didn't think Midehai Shir, Hai Nami Shir. We thought that Rab Meir is talking that the Nechosim is Loikono. Ein lo yelo iso ir, the Nechosim is Loikono. And while the Nechosim is Loikono, b'meile the Eved is Loikono, mitzad loy palgin and dibure, and the Gemara answers, midahai shir, hai nami shir. Everything yesterday started fakert. Rashi said, midahai shir, hai nami shir, so what is the rayin at palginen? So we had to say a whole pshat. Fakert go, in the Havamina we thought Rav Meir is talking that he only has one field, and if the field is bottle, the Eved is bottle, mitzad loy palginen, Maskona sagimore, Rav Meir is talking bekarka zu, and we say a svor, midahai shir, hai nami shir. Das ist der Teire von Rab Kiveiga. Das ist der Teire von Rab Kiveiga. Aber we have to be mamshich on it. I just want mamish a minute. Someone showed me a medrash Tanchume. I think it's a posh to pshat. The medrash Tanchume in Parshas Lech Lecho brings down the braiser Rab Meir and Rab Shimon. And then the medrash says, Maise be'odo mechot. He went to learn Teire and he had a very rich father, had everything. And after his father is Nifter, the father sent the Eved, and the Eved comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he says to his son, listen, you know, your father was Nifter, but before he died, he written a shtar, and he written to me that Kol Nechosai belongs to me, everything belongs to me, to the Eved, and he said, you're the son, could only choose one thing. He said, it can't be. My father loved me so much, but he gave everything to you. He said, I have a shtar with Eidim. So he went to the Beis Din. And he went to his Rebbe, and his Rebbe told him, your father was a Talmid Chochem, so can he sign what he didn't give you? So I'll tell you what to do. Go tomorrow to the Beis Din and say you mask him, and choose the Eved. And Mashi Kono Eved, Kono Rabbi. And Mashi Kono Eved, Kono Rabbi. So your father was scared that the Eved will run away with all the money. So like this, he told you that you could go to Eretz Yisrael, and you'll say, Kol Nechosai Knuyim Lecho. And Bemele B'chai Gavne, you'll say, Chan everything. So, as I said, the Medrash Tanchume. Someone asked me, Stam, if the father said that Chutz Midavar Echot, state in the Braise that if he said, Chutz Midavar Echot, L'kul Alme, it's not Chal. Chutz Midavar Echot, it's not Chal. So why in the Medrash, Be'etzem, it's Mashma that it's Chal, but it's very late. What?